From the Rector. The way the Bible describes the creation of the earth is designed to emphasize that God made the world sacred. The description in Genesis of the creation matches stories found throughout the ancient Near East in the millennium or so before Jesus, except that those stories tell of how the gods founded temples or places of worship. The Bible's account tracks closely, but at the end, we end up not with a temple, but with the world. Ever since, Jew and Christian have emphasized the holiness of the natural world. That makes good sense when you think about it. Many of us feel our closest connection to God when we are rejoicing in the beauty of nature around us. But it's taken the worldwide and very contemporary focus on protecting the planet to remind us that our responsibility as God's viceroys in the world is, first and foremost, to steward and care for the creation. I'm happy to report that in our churches here, there's lots of good work going on to ensure that we stay green. From the Silver Award recently given to St. Helens, Benson, in recognition of its work, to the Rogation Sunday service at Easington last Sunday, ensuring that as God's people in this little corner of the world, we do steward and care for the natural world, is increasingly central to our vocation as Christians. This month, there'll be a good bit more attention paid to our role as defenders and protectors of the creation, even than usual. For on Saturday the 7th of June, St. Helens will play host to the Big Green Week event in the churchyard and church, 10 to 4pm, with lots of information about how to green our home lives and lots of fun things to do in the churchyard and church. It should prove a fun day for everyone of all ages. Then, on the weekend of the 14th and 15th of June, St. Mary's Ewelme will play host to the Rose Festival, celebrating the beautiful rose bushes, planted chiefly in memory of deceased loved ones several years ago, that now adorn the churchyard there. Do come along and join us, and indeed for Sunday services too. A quick note too about home communion visits. For anybody who is housebound or who finds getting to church on Sunday mornings difficult, the clergy are very happy to bring communion at home. We usually do so once a month, so please, if you are stuck at home for whatever reason, don't feel you have to be cut off from the worshipping life of the church. Just be in touch with me or Marion and we'll arrange to bring you the sacrament at home. And a reminder that services at St. Helens, Benson take place every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. On Sunday the 15th of June, there will be a service at 8:15 a.m. using the Book of Common Prayer from 1662. Services at St. Mary's Ewelme take place on most Sundays at 11 a.m., but there is no service on Sunday the 29th of June.